Hey guys, today your hosts are Jasleen, Marielle, and Cheryl, and you're listening to Seeds Podcast. In today's Back to School episode, we're going to be talking about making new friends.
So, because we're talking about building friendships, so do we make friends in the classroom setting? Do we make friends outside of the classroom, clubs, sports, different activities? Start with Mary.
I made a lot of my friends in my classes. Yeah, just by sitting around with some people, and then like usually you sit in the same place the whole like term. I like to try to say hi. I have to say hi eventually, but it's not as awkward when you say hi on the first day or like the first week. And mm-hmm. if you don't know them, just I'd introduce myself, maybe talk. It depends. It's nice to not ignore the people around you. And that's how I'm
for sure. Did you like follow them on like any social medias afterwards?
Oh yeah. Not every time, but like, yeah, like if I did, actually no, back when I was in like junior high and high school, if I like knew you, I'd follow you just because like, oh, now you're my acquaintance. If I'm too shy to like ask about your life, that's how I'll like get to know you better. I guess also for me, it's like an invite for you to also get to know me better.
But, yeah. For sure. I feel like when you're in a classroom or just like a school setting, it's really important to have at least one friend in your class.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
just
yeah.
to like have someone keep you accountable in that class. Yeah.
And it makes like going to class feel better.
Mm-hmm. Makes,
like, oh, okay, now I
yeah,
get to,
makes
like,
it more enjoyable. How about you, Cheryl? How did you start making new friends?
Well, in terms of school, I was pretty much with the same people throughout high school, but there was a period of time in grade 10 when we were all kind of new to that high school where I did branch out into a friend group that went to different middle schools from me. So I made friends with them, but after that, I kind of just stayed with my main group of friends. But other than school, I also made friends at work because I started working when I was 17. I don't know, like even at my job now, some of my closest friends are the people that I started out with. So I guess it's the same thing as like Mary, where you kind of make friends in the beginning, especially because the people that I started with, we had that kind of bond with us because we were the new people at work.
I guess for me, in terms of school, I guess I had it a little bit different because the middle school I went to, all of those kids went to DMCI or like Tech Vaught because that's what's in our area. But I went to Garden City, so I was the new girl in grade 10. So making friends, I definitely started from base zero because in the Seven Oaks School Division, everyone starts high school at grade 9. So everyone has their cliques already. Everyone has their like friend group. And then there's just me starting out. So definitely making friends in the classroom was essential for me. I remember one class in specific, the grade 10 science teacher made us do kind of like this circle activity where it was kind of like speed dating. Icebreakers yeah. definitely like help you create new bonds and like new friendships. And speaking of icebreakers, that's kind of how we build new friendships at youth ministry, right? Because it's the thing that, you know, bonds you together. It's a thing that you guys can talk about, relate to. So speaking of those common grounds, how else can we build and maintain friendships? Like, how do we build and maintain those, especially if you no longer have like those classes together or you leave that job? Like, how do we stay close to those friends?
I think it's kind of hard in a way because as I'm thinking about the different friends that I've made like through work and school, some of those friends, I guess, were only seasonal friends for me in a sense that mm-hmm. They weren't meant to like last a long time, or we were there for each other just for that period of time in life.
Mm-hmm.
But there mm-hmm. are friends where like even after that class is done or whatever, or after that event you meet them at is done, you still maintain friendship. A big thing which we can all relate to is social media, because you can continue to see like how they're doing and such, and like you can easily like comment on their post or like respond to their Instagram story or whatever.
For
but
sure.
I think another thing is just being intentional about the friendship in the sense of yeah. like actually making time to like be with them or talk to them. With me and Jazz or with me and Mary. I don't talk to Mary that often, but we do have times where we actually like FaceTime and just like talk about life. But with Jazz, I talk to Jazz more often, where we sometimes just randomly like call on FaceTime and talk like that. So it doesn't even have to be like something big. But I think just being intentional about caring about the other person and caring enough to want to continue to know about how they're doing and about their life and stuff like that. I think that's a big one.
Yeah, same thing like for me too. I find that the best friendships are the ones where, you know, you don't have to talk every day to know that they're still your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter how long it's been, you guys can still talk the next day like, no time has ever been like between you guys. And it's always good just catching up with like old friends and all that stuff as well.
There are some friends that I have that we can talk forever and ever and it's great, but I don't know that much about their lives, which I think is not like bad, but like, I know, no, it's not bad. I think it's just like some friends you need there to be for you on like a personal level. And
so yeah.
Are like really good like companion, like good talkers, and I think that's okay, but I think like it takes time to learn who's who in your life.
Me and Mary, I've known her since like first grade, so that's been a lot of time, so we've been through a lot of things together. I think another thing of like building those friendships that you made is like when you have shared experiences that you can go through and grow through. Because even with Jazlene, I've known Jazlene, well, I guess like I've known Jazlene, known of her since like my whole life, but I never was introduced to her until I joined youth ministry when I was like in grade 9. So I didn't really get close to Jazlene from when I met her in grade 9, only until I think I was in my second or third year of university. That's when like we actually became close. But it was mainly because we had this moment where we were going through a shared experience, not the exact same thing, but a moment where we needed each other. Mm-hmm. And then like since then, like our connection grew. So like we didn't become like best friends like after 1 month, but like it took time for us to like go through some things with each other.
Yeah.
I feel like even when it comes to like classes and stuff like that, like you're not going to become best friends with someone in just like the first day of school. But then like, let's say maybe if you guys are stressing over like bonding over your stress about like an exam or a midterm, like that's still not like a whole year, but like a couple of like months have gone by where, you know, you guys have been with each other a little more. So I think something like that.
I definitely feel like in order to build a really good and solid friendship, you definitely have to dig a little deeper and find that deeper connection.
But you can't force it.
Yeah, that's you definitely can't force it. You can't like ask for like their deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely something that will come over time. Some people do get to know the other person a little faster than others, but good friendships aren't rushed. Oh, something I wanted to add earlier when we were talking about like building and maintaining friendships is love languages. Like, you know, we always talk about love languages in terms of romantic relationships, but I feel like they're very valid in friendships as well. For those who aren't familiar with love languages, there are 5. There's acts of service, quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation, and gifts. For example, I feel like my relationship with Cheryl would be more like a words of affirmation type of friendship, just because we're always there when we kind of need each other the most. And our friendship was definitely built off of that, like words of affirmation, just comforting, and just like crying and growing together. Whereas like with Mary, it's definitely more of a quality time friendship. But like the way like I bond with Cheryl and the way I bond with Mary are two completely different ways. But I love them both like equally.
Yeah, I agree.
So obviously like, we all have like our high school friends, we have us or like other extracurricular like activities friends, and then we have like work friends. So how do we like juggle and like split our time so that we have time for all these different groups of friends?
For me, because when I was in high school, I had my main group of friends I joined like Ultimate and I joined Student Council. And like I had all these other things going on. So I was making new friends, but then like I still had my main group of friends. I think what's important is like to give everybody time. Like be friends with anybody you want, but like don't spread yourself too thin. You can't depend on one person all the time. So it's good to have some
Definitely.
friends. People are always going to make new friends. People are always meeting, like you're always meeting new people. Like you can't have, or like, I don't think it would be living your life to the fullest if you didn't make any new friends. Not saying you have to, but like if the opportunity is there, take it. A lot of people have a lot to offer, like in different ways.
That's kind of good because it kind of ties into like what I was going to talk about. So it's like losing friends. You know, like we talked a lot about like building and like maintaining friendships, but you know, realistically, we don't keep every person that enters our lives. I know for me personally, like I was really sad when I lost like some friends or when I felt friends drifting from me, especially because like, you know, it kind of makes you feel a little more alone. It makes you self-doubt, you know. It kind of makes you wonder like what was missing from you, like why couldn't they stay in your life? But at the same time, we can't really depend on like friends to make us feel safe, secure, loved and all that stuff, wanted. You know, everything happens for a reason, and I feel like the reason that God allowed me to lose some friends was to realize that I am capable on my own as well, you know. It made me learn a bit more like independence, made me think and like reflect upon myself. It allowed for growth, healing, all that stuff, just like with myself, with God. That was a time where, you know, I needed Cheryl, and that's when the time we became besties. It was in that moment. It was in like losing friends that I gained like one of the closest ones ever, you know. Like I needed to lose a group of friends for me to find like this one friend that means the world to me now, you know? So like
Quality
things
over
definitely
quantity.
happen. Yeah, like things definitely happen for a reason. It's just so good. So never feel discouraged for lost friendships or like drifting friends because you never know what you'll gain afterwards.
Mine would just be like similar to yours, Jazz, about how I'm not in the same group of friends that I was before. Not saying that they're like bad friends, because they were, and they still are, really good friends to me. And good people to me, even till this day. I'm just not with them.
The vibes are no longer, it's just different. They hit different now.
Like I'm still invited to things and such, which is like so fun. But like I'm not with them, you know? But I also agree with Jazz in the sense that like once I left, it kind of was like God bringing me closer to my core in terms of like it just brought me closer to people that I feel like I relate to more in terms of like values and stuff and just like relating to more on a deeper level. So I had a lot of friends, but like my circle just kept getting smaller and smaller, which I don't think is a bad thing. I don't know. I just know my people and I'm just like, these are my people kind of thing.
For sure. So lastly, I guess we'll go over some tips, like do's and don'ts in friendships. One of the don'ts, I'll start on the negative side, I guess. But don't pretend to be someone you're not. To keep friends. Like definitely stay true to who you are and you'll attract the right people. You may not get into the group of people that you want to be like friends with, but you know, you'll attract the right people and those people will be the friendships that last the longest, not the ones that, you know, you're not genuine with.
I think with that, like, don't lie. Because, like, sometimes they just build up too much and, like, you'll just get stressed out. Don't lie. Just enjoy. That's like a commandment, right? Don't
I think
cross the
also
line.
like don't be too dependent on like people. Like it's nice knowing that you can lean back on them. But definitely don't make them like your everything. Like don't try to control their lives too.
I think one thing my mom always told me is like, you can only control yourself. You can't control how others react. Another tip would be, I mean, I guess that's a recap from what I said earlier, but like, do be open.
Like, yes.
Especially when you're talking about like icebreakers. Don't be the one who's like too shy to like participate. Not like, I can understand that there are a lot of shy people out there, but if you just give yourself the chance to like be known, people will notice you.
Mm-hmm. Like,
somebody will. Maybe they won't say it out loud to your face, but somebody will.
Sorry, just to add on quickly, I think that's a really good point, Mary, because usually we're scared of like, what if other people don't give me a chance? What if other people don't accept me? But like, be the one to show them that like, you're mm-hmm. going to give yourself a chance. So they should
exactly.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to let yourself experience things.
And like I said earlier, like just do be genuine.
I think something that really helped me like get along with people was, don't be shy to compliment people. That could be a conversation starter. But don't like dig for a compliment. Like
mm-hmm.
if it comes up, just say it. It's so nice to be complimented.
I think last one for me is, don't settle in your friendship. It's kind of like the big umbrella of all the things that we've said in like our do's and don'ts and just this whole podcast in general. But like in the friendship, know your worth, know your values. Know how you are as like the awesome person you are. Just be genuine and just don't settle for people who make you feel like you have to change, or people that don't want all of the qualities that come with you. If they can't appreciate the wonderful person you are and they can't overlook the differences, and you feel like you have to bite your tongue or you can't be like 100% honest with them because you're scared of what they might think or feel, like chances are you have to reevaluate the friendship a little. But definitely like know your worth in every situation that you're in, because you deserve an awesome friendship.
Like when you're sharing things, make sure that you don't share anything that you wouldn't want other people to hear. That one's a tough one. Like, but in general, when I'm meeting someone new, I can talk about my personal life and that's totally fine, but it's like personal things that I wouldn't mind if other people knew. Like I wouldn't share my insecurities with somebody right off the bat. You can share things about your life, but probably not the things that you want to keep private. You know, you might assume that they have good intentions, and usually they do, but there are those bad apples that, you know, you don't want to make, like, I don't want like the one bad person to make you scared of meeting all these good people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to like keep your guard up. Let yourself be happy if you're happy.
Yes.
Because
definitely,
you know, sometimes you'll make a new friend and they'll make like you'll be really happy being around them, and then you'll think about your old friends and you'll feel really guilty. Let yourself be happy, because you know good friends will be happy that you're happy. It's not
yes.
like they're envious. Like your success is their success too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just be true to yourself, and yeah, don't hold back. So that's the end of today's episode. If you like this episode or even have future topics that you'd like us to discuss, let us know what you think. You can find us on Instagram at St. Ed's Youth Min. Stay tuned for more episodes of this series. Thanks for listening, and until next time, bye.
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 Bye. Good luck making new friends.